play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast where we wish we were wandering warrior walruses. I can't even do it. I was going to say walruses.
Walruses? I do not wish to be a walrus.
A wandering warrior walrus.
I don't want to be that.
Well, you know what I want to be, and I am, because I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
What is not true is we are not walruses.
Just to let you know, no walruses were harmed in the making of that intro.
Right. Because they're warrior walruses.
Right.
Warrior. I can't even say it.
Warrior.
Warrior walruses.
Say that 10 times fast.
Nope, I couldn't say it once fast.
That's a good band name.
We warrior, are
the warrior walruses.
The wandering walrus. I can't even get it.
Wow.
How you doing, bro?
Well, fam, I'm doing pretty good.
I was doing great up until now.
How are you?
Bro, I'm better than I deserve.
Oh, man, me too.
So good.
It's been a good day today.
It's been a good day. It's been a good weekend.
It's going to be a good day for somebody.
Yes.
Hey. If you're listening to this and you're not having a good day yet, just give it time.
Right.
You're going to have a great day.
Today's a new day.
You've already made a really great decision. By listening to this show.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I think so.
We like confidence here, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, let's just be honest. Like, you did a good thing. Like, you should rejoice in what you've done.
Oh, jeez.
We got a good show for you today, as opposed to, you know, not having a good show. But no, really. Wow, did you hear my voice almost go out?
No, really.
Why no, really? That's my walrus.
I was about to say, he's starting to get too walrus.
My inner walrus coming out. We got a good show lined up for you today. We're going to come to you with some topics. I got one. He's got one. We don't know what those are. But before we do, a little housekeeping here at the very beginning.
Okay.
I haven't told you about this.
Right.
But I knew that you would be in favor, so yeah. I didn't bother.
Okay.
Just want to let you know, listener, that we have started uploading exclusive content to Patreon.
Yes, yes.
Now, what we're not doing, we are not launching a Patreon exclusive show at this point
yet.
It is the show as you know it,
mm-hmm.
but it's episodes that you only hear on Patreon.
Yep.
Well, how do I get on Patreon? All you got to do is go to the link in the description and join. It's just $1 a month, $12 a year, and you get exclusive stuff. Now, we're not limiting that to just episodes. We do have plans to put other content there in the future. Very excited about those things.
Ooh-ee.
But, you know, and we have not put ourselves in a position where, okay, we're doing one episode every week, you know, over there. It's, look, we're going to make these as often as we can and upload them there. Like the first one we did, we recorded it. I did some finishing touches on the editing.
It was off that day.
And literally less than an hour after we recorded it, we put that up on Patreon, and it's there. You can go enjoy it right now.
For a dollar.
For a dollar?
I can't even think of anything that you can get for like a dollar that's worth getting.
You can't get gum for a dollar.
Right.
Can't here.
I mean, and even still, you think about like dollar menus and stuff. They got taxes.
Right.
You know? This is a whole dollar.
This is a dollar.
That's it.
Yeah. We don't even get the whole dollar because of taxes.
Right.
But anyway, just wanted to let you know, it's just our little way of saying thank you. We do have a community over there on Patreon. We call them our Patreon family because they support us. We appreciate each and every one of you. Shout out to our Patreon fam. But yeah, just wanted to let you know that you may not have been aware. But yeah, there's exclusive content on Patreon right now and more coming in the very near future.
Yay.
Yay. All right, let's get to our segment.
Never have I ever.
This week.
Ew.
On Never Have I Ever.
I'm a little nervous for some reason.
Actually, you really should be because the Lord might be revealing some things in this.
Okay, well, I'm ready.
Never have I ever pretended to like somebody's cooking when I didn't.
Ooh. As you know, I am a rather picky man. Oh, my watch went off. There's my wife and Tyler. So, as you know, I'm a pretty picky guy.
Yeah.
And more often than not.
Here's the thing, though, but you're not scared to let people know that.
Well, that's the thing is you got that. You can't just be like, look, I'm probably not going to like your stuff. I'm picky. You just got it.
Well, but you've been in situations where you have, like, you either eat before you come or you'll bring food or something.
Yeah, it all first of all, it's pretty widely known at this point.
Right. So,
but at first, it was like, well, I got to let you know that, look, it's not you, it's me. I'm very picky. It's a curse. And right. I'm going to bring... I literally, as a child, took fried chicken to a Chinese restaurant.
They have fried chicken there.
Well, apparently not, because the lady who was helping, I was with my mom and my Aunt Sue, she verbally judged me. She said, oh, how do you eat fried chicken? And I said, like so. And I proceeded to take a bite because I was a child. And
yeah,
that was rude. I shouldn't have done that, but right. I did. She also shouldn't have called me out, though, to be fair.
Right.
I'm sure I have, Tyler. To answer your question, I'm sure that I have pretended to like. In fact, yes, I have.
For me, of course I have as well, because you got to be honest.
Yeah.
You
got to be honest.
I feel like it's.
Nice, not honest.
Right.
Because I said honest.
Right.
I mean.
Well, I feel like I've been at somebody, like a friend's house before, and that's like, of all the meals to cook and of all the things that I don't eat, that's the night that they cook the one thing that I don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, yay. Y'all, thank y'all so much. Y'all did not have to at all.
In fact, I really wish you wouldn't have.
You should not have. Oh, it's like green bean casserole and like Brussels sprouts.
Some stuff, though, it's just...
No.
It doesn't matter who cooks it. I just don't like it. Like, you're not going to enjoy guacamole wings.
Right.
No matter who cooks them.
Right.
So it's not that I don't like your cooking.
Yeah.
I don't like this dish.
Well, and even still, like... The stuff that I can't eat or don't like, I can't eat it. Then that's what I was about to say, is that I can tolerate it. Like the guacamole wings, I swallowed it, like I ate it, like, you know what I mean? Like I can stomach anything.
You didn't have a good time.
No, but I can get through that for the sake of that person's ego, I guess.
And that is...
Or their feelings.
That is commendable. I can and have done this, but I do it on a scale.
You say I do it with Tyler's cooking all the time.
Well, no. Well, you don't cook for me.
I know.
So.
Well, we usually just go eat somewhere.
That's true. But like the other day, we had it was literally around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
You had made some, what were those things?
Cream cheese wontons?
Yes.
Yeah.
I tried them, expecting to not enjoy it because I've never had a wonton.
Right,
I don't enjoy like that type of cuisine.
Right.
But I was like, you know what? Tyler cooked it. It's got cream cheese in it. I'm going to dip it in this Asian zing sauce. It's probably going to be okay. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
Make no mistake.
I don't want this for my birthday.
Had I not enjoyed it, I would not have necessarily sought you out to be like, Tyler, I really didn't like your cream cheese wontons.
Tyler, these were gross.
Just so you know, like, I'm texting you at 11:30. Hey, forgot to tell you.
Right.
I really didn't.
By the way,
I really didn't like your cream cheese. But no, I wouldn't have been like that. But if you would have asked me
if I would have watched you, though, and if you didn't like it, you probably would have been like, You would have definitely made a face, but not like in a mean way.
I don't know. It would depend. It would depend on that you're watching me.
Here's the thing. I know when you don't like something. You wouldn't have been able to hide it well.
I'm kind of like...
Not for me, anyway.
I'm kind of like Guy Fieri. Like, if you I don't know if you've ever watched
this
show.
Yes, 100%.
When he doesn't like something...
It's so obvious.
He just goes, killer, good job. He doesn't go, oh, man, Flavor Town. He goes... Killer.
What was that? Do that one again.
Oh, man. Flavor Town.
I want to be mayor of that town.
We got to be a walrus first.
Right.
But anyway, yes, I have. Yeah, I have pretended to do this.
I'm sure everybody has.
And
I just wanted to discuss that.
I mean, you know, let us know.
Right.
Over on our socials.
Got some food for you to try.
Now, speaking of meals... Let's get down to the main course, shall we?
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Yeah. The main course at the table?
The main course. Oh.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
I guess I'll go first this week.
You are to do that.
So, my topic for today is convenience.
Okay.
And I can't put my finger on exactly what it was that brought this to mind. It was just...
Fast food, perhaps?
No. I don't really know what it was. It was just... I think... I would be lying if I said, okay, this was the moment. I think it's just been something kind of on my... Like, we live in a culture that is just...
Convenience-centered.
It is very, very focused on convenience.
Yeah.
And not that's necessarily a bad thing, but I do want to get into the possible repercussions of that. But first, I wanted to ask you...
Okay.
How valuable is convenience to you personally?
I feel like, I don't want to say this is a loaded question, but I feel like this has some levels to it. Like there's, like you said, our lives today are so convenience centered, and there's so many different areas that we experience convenience in if you really break it down to like what it is.
Yeah.
So I feel like in some aspects, convenience is very important to me. Like it's very convenient that I have a working car.
Well, yeah. But it's also very inconvenient that you work an hour away from home.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. There's some things that's like, that it doesn't bother me. You know, like it would be very convenient if I worked, you know, right beside my house.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be. Well, it has been for me.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, like, but it doesn't, some stuff it doesn't bother me, some stuff it does. So, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of importance, 5.
Really?
I mean, I could just, if it's something that's got to be done, it's got to be done. There's nothing to really.
But is there, are you the type of person who, and this is for the listener, I feel like I know the answer.
Yeah.
Are you the type of person who would, you seek out ways to make things that are inconvenient more convenient? Or do you just kind of like deal with it?
Not currently. Yeah, like in my day-to-day life, no, not really. I mean, there's things at work that I try to automate because, you know, you want to do good at work and you want to get stuff off of you, like as far as workload goes. But as far as my day-to-day life, like I'm pretty set with how everything is, you know. I feel like if there is any what's the word, compromise that I make with my day to day as far as convenience goes, it would be just my scheduling. Like, okay, I'll go to the gym at night this week because my schedule has me doing this at this time, and I can go right after that.
Yeah.
Or this week I'll do this in the morning, and you know what I mean? Like that's pretty much the only way, because otherwise I just do the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
But would you say that convenience had a, like you have this day, you keep speaking of your routine.
Yeah.
I would think that it's safe to assume that, well, I'm making this routine this because there is a level of convenience here.
Yeah.
As opposed to doing it this way or that way.
Yeah.
So I guess I feel like personally, like for me, well, I would say that I don't like require convenience.
I think it's much more important to you than it is to me, I feel like, though.
You think so?
I think so 100%.
Elaborate.
Like, well, it's such a broad topic.
Yeah.
Because there's so many.
You're welcome.
Right. There's so many levels of convenience. Like, I'm thinking, for instance, things on our phones.
Yeah.
Like, you, I know for a fact that you actively seek out things to make things more convenient for
Absolutely.
You. Like, widgets, the uses for those.
Siri shortcuts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm just like, okay, I haven't fixed this green line on my phone.
You embrace the struggle.
Right. I'm just like, whatever. You know, it does what I need to do. Go about my, I've had a, like we've discussed before, I've had a flip phone before.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not really that big on convenience when it comes to that, as far as technology working. But, like, and even with scheduling, like, okay, it would be convenient if we go here, 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 and here first, you know, like good planning. Like, I feel like that's important too, but I'm trying to think of other instances. Like I said, this is just such a broad topic. I'm having trouble narrowing it down because there are different levels of priority that I would give convenience in certain aspects of my life.
And I think that makes sense. And like literally everything else we talk about, balance.
Yeah.
And there has to be a balance there.
Yeah.
I would say for me,
well, even a table has four legs.
Right.
It's perfectly balanced.
It's perfectly balanced, as it should be.
Right.
You know? So, for you're right. I would say that out of the two of us, convenience is much more important to me than it is to you.
Yeah.
With that being said, I do have a high tolerance of inconvenience that I deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And it's in, like, different areas of life. But if there's so much that's out of your control.
Okay.
You know?
So, you bring that up, and that kind of... I felt a quickening. So I feel like, yes, like you said, your tolerance for inconvenience is a lot higher. I feel like, well, that you have a high tolerance for convenience, I feel like it's a lot higher than mine.
Really?
Yes, because even though I'm not actively searching for more convenient ways of doing things in my day-to-day, my level for inconvenience is much lower than yours, I feel like, because I am so routine based.
And that's true. And it almost seems kind of ironic.
I know.
You know,
I agree fully, because and I've done this before.
I don't like convenience, but I hate inconvenience.
I mean, honestly,
it's
that's
really
the
what it is.
Well,
then you should seek out convenience. No.
Nope. Well, for example, I have I have called into work before. Not recently. Like, well, for this reason. Not recently for this reason. I've called in because everything in my house was like a wreck. I'm talking like clothes everywhere. Dishes need to be done. Bathroom needed to be cleaned. I've called in because it felt like it was just so overwhelming. And like that was an inconvenience to me. And I was like, I can't do it. I was like, these things have piled up and it is just too, like, I'm going to have to, if I go to work today and I have this and this and this to do after work, I'm going to have to come home. I'm not going to be able to get any of it done. It's going to go off for another day. And I got this going on and I just get so overwhelmed. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to call in and I'm going to get all this stuff done today so I could be back on my normal routine.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I'm not like, okay, this wasn't on my mind the night before when I was sitting there watching Netflix
and not doing anything.
In my laundry pile. So yeah. It's like, I don't know.
I mean, I think everyone can see this. Everyone's like scratching their head.
Right. Like, they're Tyler, like, wait, where are we going?
Yeah. Like, Tyler, what's happening with you? Because it sounds to me like you really value convenience. Oh, man.
I don't know. I'm trying to verbally, like I said, I'm trying to verbally process it, but it's so broad.
I think it would be easier for you, like, if we narrowed it down to, like, one area. Like,
I agree.
Like you specifically called out, or not called out, but mentioned the area of our phones.
Yeah.
It's easier to talk about that.
Yeah.
Daily routine. Or even if you narrowed it down to morning routine. Like, there's convenience, in my opinion, has formed those things in our lives.
100%.
And it's like, well, I've learned that, and I think it's actually, like, a subconscious thing. Like, we don't necessarily, I'm going to do this because this is more convenient.
But we don't actively go out of our way to do things that are harder.
It depends.
So elaborate on that. Because my mindset is that it's like, it's human nature for us to do like the easiest thing. Like,
exactly.
It's easy for me to wake up, eat breakfast, and then brush my teeth because I don't want my food to taste like mint.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But in the sense of, you said that right, it is human nature. And there's sometimes, in order to break down the human nature,
oh my,
you gotta go against the convenience factor.
Here goes Cody with the spiritual stuff. No, I'm just playing.
Never apologize.
Go on, tell somebody.
It is very inconvenient to wake up early and start your morning with prayer. But if you were to live by convenience alone,
right,
then what are you doing?
Exactly.
And okay. And so now I'm thinking about stuff like that. Like, okay, there's certain things.
Yeah.
I would even say as a minister, not just like a licensed minister, but just like we're all called to be soul winners,
right,
if nothing
right.
else. As a minister, there are certain inconveniences you are going to encounter.
I agree.
People are going to call you at inconvenient times. People
right.
are going to need help at inconvenient times.
So Can we break down convenience and inconvenience? Like, what we're defining that as? Because I agree that in our flesh, that's something outside of our comfort zone that we don't necessarily want to do. We don't want to wake up at 5 a.m. to allot time to pray and read our Bibles just because we could, quote unquote, be sleeping until 6.
Right.
But, and the reason why I didn't even think about that as a potential inconvenience, because it's not that I'm like, it's not a trouble for me. Like, obviously, my
enjoy waking right. up super early.
It's obviously my flesh doesn't want to do that.
Right.
But, like, as children of God and the amazing leadership that we have in our church, we've been conditioned to, like, yeah, of course we're going to pray and read our Bible today. Like, of course, like, we're going to look for ministry opportunities. Like, yes, even though that's an inconvenience to our flesh, like, that's part of what we do, you know? Like, I've allotted that into our routine. And that was something that I was implying earlier with my routine, was that, like, okay, I'm doing this in the morning, like, yada, yada, yada. Like, that is, I don't see that as inconvenient in the sense of, like, wow, now my whole day is jacked up because I have to do this, you know? Like, yes, it's inconvenient in my flesh, but it's part of my convenient routine that I have going on.
Right.
So what would you, like, what is... Do you have the definition of convenient?
I don't, but I mean, we can look that up.
We have the technology.
I tell you what, you look up the
inconvenient.
You look up, which one are you looking up?
I'll look up inconvenient.
Okay, I'll look up convenient. Let's see.
Do, 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 do. Okay. I have inconvenience pulled up.
And I have convenience pulled up.
How convenient.
Wow. isn't that lovely?
So inconvenience is listed as a noun, and it is something that brings trouble or difficulty. Hello?
Can you read?
I don't know. I'm going to try. Let me try again.
Are you a walrus?
Wow, this is really inconvenient. Because it's trouble or difficulty caused to one's personal requirements or comfort. So it does mention comfort in this.
It does. That's good.
A cause or instance of trouble or difficulty.
Okay, so convenience is also listed as a noun.
Okay.
And it says the state of being able to proceed with something with little effort or difficulty. It also says a public restroom.
Oh, convenience. Yeah.
But no, so convenience, the state of being able to proceed with something with little effort or difficulty. So you're looking at like
least resistance.
Frictionless
yeah.
as possible
right.
for convenience.
Right.
So when I think of that, I think of stuff like, you know what? Pizza delivery.
Right.
You want that to, if there's any kind of inconvenience in that, like
it would be the delivery fee.
Yeah.
And the waiting.
And the, like, if you have to, like, the big thing
and
right
get up and go to your door.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The big thing right now is contactless delivery.
Yeah.
And what's bad is whenever you do that, you know, order it under the expectation of contactless delivery, but they fail to mention, well, you still got to come outside and sign your receipt.
Right.
You know, you still got to sign. It's like, yeah. Well, it would be much more convenient if you just accepted my payment over the app, called it good, and then leave.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know, I've tipped you. I've paid. Yeah.
So I think then what we're getting at, and like I said, this is a very broad topic, but
yes.
What I think convenience and inconvenience really boils down to what is difficult for us or what's difficult for whatever we're applying it to.
Yeah.
Like I was talking about earlier with the prayer thing. Like, it's not an inconvenience, and it's a great difficulty for us to fit it into our day. Like, that's something that we prioritize.
Yeah.
But it's an inconvenience to our flesh because it's obviously going against our spirit, man.
And I think it also depends on, like, who you are, the situation.
Right.
An example I'll give is something that happened recently.
Mm-hmm.
So, a couple of weeks ago at this point, I was getting together with Bishop to go over some stuff for the Word Alive broadcast. We're going to shoot a commercial. And
check it out.
We had planned this. Yes. We had planned this about a week or so in advance because it was kind of a spur of the moment type deal. And I was like, okay, well, can we do it next week on this day?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, sure. So the evening comes and I have set aside my evening for this. Like, this is what I'm doing. You know, I got off work, came home, got a shower, went to the studio, and I'm there for this.
Yeah.
However long it takes. Well, we pull up at the same time, which was funny because he was like, man, I was getting here early to set stuff up. Because, you know, I got there early.
Right. Right.
He was like, I was getting here early to set stuff up so you wouldn't have to wait. And I was like, well, I was getting here early so you wouldn't have to wait on me. You know, we had like a funny little moment there. Well, sure enough, we get there and we have technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And he is, you know, he's considerate and kind. And he's like, I'm so sorry about that. I'm like, no. Like, this is not inconvenient for me because this is what I'm here to do. But for him, it was like he was, you know, he felt bad that it was happening and this.
Right.
And I reassured him, like, no, this is okay. Like, we're going to get through this. We're going to figure it out. We literally had to take apart a computer.
Yeah.
Because the power button was like messed up. It was like broken from the inside. We had to call Adrian. Adrian was like, well, it sounds like this is happening. And Brother Dobbs was like, yeah, that's what I think too. So he's down there on his hands and knees. I'm over here. I can't do anything because we're both like really tall men and he's on the floor. He's hurting in his back. I feel bad. And I'm over here like, I wish I could help more, but I wasn't, literally the thought of inconvenience never crossed my mind because I was, like I said, this is what I'm here to do. So in that situation, it was not inconvenient for me at all that happened because I knew one way or another, we're going to shoot this commercial.
Right.
You know, it's going to happen. So,
see, I think another example of that, and this is, I think, can lead into what we're about to discuss, is that, like, how do you feel about online purchases?
I think they're amazing.
Yeah, I don't.
Really?
I hate, or because here's the thing, I'm definitely an impulse buyer.
Yes, you are.
100%. I acknowledge it. It's a flaw. It's something I live with. Whatever. If I cannot purchase it and hold it today,
Well, as far as that goes, well, let me clarify.
The waiting is an inconvenience.
Yes, but it depends on what it is for me. Like, if I'm wanting to, there are some things where I'm like, no, I will go to Gulfport and buy it today.
Yeah.
Especially if, like, I've got the money.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel. I'm going to go. But as far as the process of online shopping, it's like, I can sit at my house. I can buy it with Apple Pay.
I understand.
Dude, Apple Pay is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I love it so much.
We'll see, but there's other people that, like, they have Amazon memberships because they do that much online shopping.
Yeah.
You know, like, they pay for that free delivery because they're just like, they love it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't understand the desire to wait on your purchase
to arrive. It's not the desire to wait. It's the...
The convenience.
The convenience factor is like, I'm willing to wait because I would rather wait a day, because usually if someone has Prime, they're like, oh, I'll get it tomorrow. I'd rather wait a day and get it on that day than to have to go to Walmart today.
Yeah, I would rather go to Walmart right now and purchase whatever I need to purchase.
Well, it's even on this day, I just got home from doing grocery pickup.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
See, and I just...
So what would you not like about that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, do you know how it works?
Let's not discuss grocery pickup right now.
I mean,
the level of I know what it is. I like to go and I like to look and I like to just.
Well, that's part of your problem. Yeah. You get to be impulsive. That's why you like it.
Exactly. But the level of convenience versus inconvenience, I think, is it goes hand in hand with somebody's priority. Like, whatever they prioritize, that's going to determine how convenient or inconvenient it is to them.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, wow, how convenient that this is here today. Let me purchase it. Or, wow, how convenient that I can get it from my house and it'll just show up in like a couple weeks. That'll be great.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Okay, so no online shopping for Tyler.
Right. Well, unless I have to.
Unless it's convenient.
No. The convenience level for me for that is availability.
Yeah.
If there is something online that I can't get in the store, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll purchase it
online. I feel that.
You know? Because it's something that I want.
Right.
But if I can't get it in the store, then, I mean, I'm not going to not get it just because it's online. Like, I don't hate online shopping.
I just hate
waiting.
I feel like this is one of those topics where if we were to do this, we could have, like,
we could have done a whole episode.
A whole episode and split it up into different areas of
100%.
Life. So we could talk about this all night. 100%. But let us know your thoughts on convenience and
how important is it to you?
How important is it to you? And you can do that over on our socials. Tyler, what's
my
your topic?
My turn.
It's Tyler's turn.
Today, we're going to talk about some weird laws.
Weird laws?
Some weird laws.
Wow.
Every state's got one.
Every state?
Every state has at least one weird law.
And it's usually those really old ones that are still in effect.
Right.
You know?
Where it's like, yeah, obviously this is illegal.
Yeah.
Like, just starting us off, Alabama, illegal to drive blindfolded.
Yeah.
I mean.
But you know what's bad about
what's
that?
What's the alternative?
Well,
driving
you
blindfolded.
You know why that's a law? Someone
has
done that.
Blindfolded.
So how is this going to work? Are you just going to list off weird laws?
I'm just
going to
list off a couple weird laws,
and we're just
going to talk about them.
Okay,
if we want to, if we have any comments on them.
Like, well, you got to tell us what state it's from. Do you have that?
Of course, I do.
Oh, okay,
I do.
Because like that matters.
Well, and you know, here in the South, a lot of us got pickup trucks, and
must be nice.
Well, we both used to have one, actually, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
I used to have one. My brother-in-law just won a truck.
Wow.
And
you know what he can't do with that truck if he goes to Alaska?
What's that?
He can't put an animal in the back of it.
At all?
Nope.
Live or otherwise?
Nope. Cannot put an animal in the back of an open vehicle.
I mean, if it's alive, I guess I understand, but if I shoot a deer... Homie, I'm throwing it in the back of the truck.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't say anything about it being alive.
I know what it is.
It's about the dog's tail and stuff like that. Yeah, apparently.
Well, there's a loophole. You could just put it on the hood of your truck.
Well, apparently this was made because of public nuisance.
Hmm.
So I don't know that the roof of the vehicle is going to be any better.
Well, it's like, well, the law doesn't say the front of the truck. We just put him on the hood, open season style.
Sorry. First of all, let's not do that.
Okay.
Secondly, in Arizona, it's illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub.
Is that real?
Yeah. Yeah. In 1920s, a local dam broke, flooding a rancher's home. The rancher's donkey had become accustomed to sleeping in the bathtub, which filled with water and whisked him miles away. After working to rescue the animal, the town passed a law to prohibit donkeys from sleeping in bathtubs.
I'll tell you something right now.
That's against the law.
These donkeys? So, you can't be having them in your bathtubs.
What you in for?
I had a donkey in the bathtub.
Asleep in the bathtub.
He got washed away.
Oh, gosh.
By the water.
In Arkansas, you can't honk your horn near a sandwich shop after 9 p.m. I do not know.
So does that mean like Subway and Firehouse?
Yeah. After 9 p.m., you cannot honk your horn near there.
Is this a problem?
Allegedly. There's no information on that. It just says that it's
that's
a law.
It's just the law.
You just can't.
Can you imagine being... Okay, so I'm a local sandwich artist. I'm at Subway, and Tyler drives by at 9:05.
I'm calling the police.
He honks the horn, and I immediately just dial 911. Officer, there was a man in a red, none of your business car.
Right. Dirty, as all get out.
Drove by and honked his horn at 9:05.
He barely drove by.
He kind of, well, sir, what did he look like? He kind of favored a walrus. So we know exactly who it is, sir.
Right, on our way. Right. In California, it's...
We have lots of listeners in California.
Oh, good. Well, I hope that they know.
Lots of listeners in California, which is so weird to me, but wow. I like it.
Love you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much. Shout out to California.
You know what? Y'all keep listening. Y'all be able to as long as you don't go to jail for whistling for a lost canary before 7 a.m. If you lose your canary.
I'm going to tell you who did this.
Don't
right
go
here.
Whistling for it before 7. 7:01.
You're
go
good to
it.
Go. Yeah. You whistle for like an air.
All day long.
It's like someone sees you doing it and they check the clock.
Right.
It's like it's 6:59. Right. They like look over. There's like a sound effect.
Oh, man. Yeah, so.
Where I would see, I want to know. I would love to know the story. That right there is somebody's petty cousin.
Somebody.
Who was like, you know what? I'm going to make it. Law. This
that's
right
exactly
here.
What happened. Some of these do have stories, and some of them do not. I'm going to go ahead and skip down some of these because obviously we're not going to go through all
600 of them.
50.
Oh, there's 50 of them.
Yeah, it's all 50 states.
You do have one for each state.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I do,
yeah. I thought you were just being like. No. Oh, okay.
In Connecticut.
Oh dear.
In Connecticut, a pickle must be able to bounce.
Or what?
Or you're going to jail.
Does this include like pickle slices?
Look, it says, here's the law that puts Connecticut farmers in quite a pickle. I'm reading an article online, by the way. It's from goodhousekeeping.com if you want to check that out. In 1948, two men were arrested for selling pickles that were unfit for human consumption. Discussing ways to check for good pickles, officials declared that a pickle is legitimate only if it bounces. They were arrested and fined, and the pickles were destroyed.
You gotta destroy the pickles?
The bad pickles,
why,
yeah.
Man?
Apparently they were unsafe for consumption.
Hey, Mac, what are you in for?
My pickles didn't bounce.
Oh, my word. How silly. What do you have the one from? Is there one from Mississippi?
Oh, of course. Okay. I'm going to get down. Okay, these good. Are all in like alphabetical order.
That makes a lot of sense.
In Delaware, you can't sell dog hair.
Okay.
There's no information on that.
Fair enough, I
ooh,
guess.
Florida.
Here we go. Florida man.
In Florida, legal parking fees towards animals must be paid.
Wait, what? Legal parking fees towards animals? So like
towards animals.
What does that mean?
So like for elephants, camels, horses.
Oh, so like if I drive an elephant, you have to pay
a parking fee.
If I'm riding a horse and I like get off the horse at a parking spot, I gotta still pay the fee.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they gotta get their money some way. Can't charge me for gas.
Right.
Just gotta charge me for parking, I guess.
Right. In Georgia.
Maybe I'll saddle up an iguana.
Or a walrus.
Yeah, or a walrus.
In Georgia, it's illegal to live on a boat for more than 30 days.
Fair.
Right.
I mean, okay.
That's it. That's all the
29 days, you're good. But for more than 30, no thanks.
In Hawaii, illegal.
In
illegal, it's illegal to do crime.
Crime.
In Hawaii, it's illegal to place a coin in one's ear.
I feel like that should be illegal everywhere.
You think about magicians and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, they do that. Like,
see, man, these are like petty cousin laws.
In Indiana, it's illegal to ride a horse above 10 miles per hour. So make sure that your speedometer on your horses is up to date.
How horse can a fast run? How fast can a horse run at like top speed?
I don't know. I mean, allegedly faster than 10 miles per hour. But
hey, Google, how fast can a horse run?
Typical speed of horse is 88.5 kilometers per hour.
I don't know what kilometers. What does that mean?
How many kilometers are in an hour?
How many kilometers are in an hour?
Look yourself.
How many kilometers are in an hour?
I start. So whatever I said,
all of them. It depends on if you're a horse or not. How many kilometers are in an hour?
88.
74.
Look, whenever I started that question, I was like, wait, that's a dumb question. I was like, you know what? It's too late. It's too late.
I feel like you've done this many times in your life.
Oh, man. I just deal with the repercussions as they come.
Yeah.
Convenient or not. But apparently that law was due to high-speed horse races back in the day. I don't know. That's just
that shook me. That shook me.
Hoo-wee. Oh man,
what else you got, brother?
In Kansas, tire screeching is banned.
Rightfully so. I can't stand that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a public nuisance. A lot of these are public nuisance things. Yeah, that you just shouldn't do. I feel like that should be a law in Mississippi because it comes by my house all the time.
Yeah,
I just
keep the pickle law away though.
Ooh-wee, in Kentucky, a woman cannot marry the same man four times. Oop. Don't go to Kentucky.
Don't go to Kentucky. Y'all.
Ooh, in Louisiana, it's illegal to send a surprise pizza.
Really?
I mean,
y'all hating on pizza?
I don't know. I wish somebody would send me a surprise pizza.
I mean,
pizza.
You send me a surprise pizza, I'm going to receive it gladly.
Right. And I was like, ooh, praise God.
I probably, honestly, though, depending on who it's from, probably wouldn't eat it.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to be careful, man. People are crazy. People will put poison in your pizza. And I'm
if somebody wants to poison my pizza,
I'm highly
properly do so.
I'm highly allergic to poison.
I will gladly accept it. If it's my time to go, it's my time to go.
Well, that would be very inconvenient, so please don't.
Right, exactly. In Maine, we're getting into the M's. Mm. In Maine, it's illegal to park in front of a Dunkin' Donuts. Apparently, the law was enacted because the coffee and donut chain is a hot spot and the parking lot can turn into a mega traffic jam.
Well, I was going to say, as a result, Dunkin' Donuts has no parking lots
right,
in Maine.
Basically.
Yeah. Can't park there.
So, in Maryland, sleeveless shirts are banned in public parks.
I respect that. I mean, I guess.
I mean, it's a park rule violation. Even if you're running, it do not matter. It's just you can't do.
Are these the things we're worried about?
Allegedly, allegedly.
Okay,
they ran out of things to make laws.
I guess we need a law this week. What can we do? I know what we can do.
No short sleeves.
Hello,
walrus. And ooh, I would be in jail for this one.
Criminal speeding.
Right. In Minnesota, dirty tires are banned.
What? How can you enforce that?
If somebody sees you with dirty tires, you're going to jail.
That's one of those laws, and I'm sure all of these are, that you just like, there are laws, but you don't enforce that.
Apparently, it's a public nuisance.
If your tires are dirty?
Look, Dad must have been in office at that time.
I mean, I understand
because dad did it. Because dad could not stand a dirty vehicle,
We found his secret. He used to be a politician. Right,
in Minnesota, no less.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Here it is.
It's Mississippi time.
All right, I'm ready for it. Let's mentally prepare.
This is horrible.
Oh, no.
Like, it makes sense, honestly.
Don't start defending it. What is
it? No, it's in Mississippi. Nutrition labels cannot be enforced. Of course, right?
And thus, Cody.
Right. Oh, this only got 100 sugars.
So what does that
mean,
though?
I meant to say calories.
So how do you enforce a nutrition label?
I guess it means that they, so there is a bill that limits portion sizes and stuff like that.
Oh.
We don't have that.
I got you.
I got you. We could say portion size, this amount.
As much as you want.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Which is why we have the portions that we do here. And we go up north and pay $20 for one slice of bread and half an avocado.
I'm gonna tell you
and
something.
That's it.
To our northern friends and listeners.
If you've never
been here, and you are looking for something in your life, take a trip down here. Don't come see us, but just
you can come see us
at Word Alive Revival Center.
Ooh, hey, glory!
But you need to just come down here and just be. Just find you a restaurant go get what you want.
You may not like the food, but you have to acknowledge this. Cookout has ridiculous portions for the amount that you're paying. For really cheap, you get a whole bunch of food.
That's because it's all garbage.
It do not matter.
It do matter.
I'm referencing the portion size is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They give you a lot
you
of
can
it.
Get six moldy hot dogs for $2.
It's just not A1 meat.
Soggy.
It's not soggy either.
It's soggy.
Oh, you're so dramatic. In Missouri.
You said I was a bad egg or an addict?
I said you're dramatic.
Oh, dramatic. I thought you said you're such a bad egg.
You're such a bad egg, Cody. You're going to jail.
What are you in for?
I was a bad egg.
I'm not a good noodle.
Oh, dear.
In Missouri, bear wrestling is banned.
Bear wrestling?
Bear wrestling. So if you wanted to go out and wrestle a bear,
man,
you can't do it in Missouri.
Guess I got to do it here.
So, right. Well, apparently it's for animal cruelty.
Well, I understand that, but I mean,
the bear was being cruel to you for whooping up on
the bear's gonna win,
right?
Friend.
Exactly. In Montana, it's illegal to give a rat as a present.
I appreciate that,
right? Same.
Because I don't want that.
In Nevada, it's illegal to sit on sidewalks.
What?
Yeah,
you can go somewhere with that.
In New Hampshire, it's unlawful to pick up seaweed off of the beach for some reason.
Can't make that homemade sushi.
In New Jersey, yeah. In New Jersey, bulletproof vests are banned while committing a crime. You can commit a crime if you want to, but you better not be wearing bulletproof vests.
Come back here, Earl. You forgot to take off your bulletproof vest. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Ooh-wee.
Really? Ooh-wee. What? How about? Okay. There's so much I can say about that.
Ooh-wee. We're not going to spend that much time on this one because we don't talk about politics. But in New Mexico, idiots are banned from voting.
Is that a real thing?
That's what it says here. This is the internet.
Okay.
But allegedly, I don't know what they measure that by. But apparently idiots and as well as insane persons convicting of a felonious or infamous crime. So those people are not allowed to vote.
Freedom.
Freedom. In New York, slippers are banned after 10 p.m. Why? I feel like that's when you would wear slippers.
Surely in public.
Let me see if it says anything about that.
Because you can't ban my slippers after 10 p.m., man. What if I got to go to the fridge?
It just says...
Not that I have slippers.
It says around the house, too. You better not be caught. That's all I got to say. You're going to jail.
What are you in for?
I wore slippers after 10 p.m. Welcome to the Salty Spittoon. How tough are you? I wore slippers after 10 p.m.
Oh, right this way. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Right this way. In North Dakota, you can't shoot fireworks after 11 p.m.
I respect that.
We would all be in jail.
I hate fireworks so much.
In Ohio, it's illegal to sell dyed chickens. Not chickens that have died. Yeah, chickens that were died.
Or alternative color.
Right. I used to have one of those.
A dyed chicken?
Well, my old pastor did whenever I was young. And we went to his house and he had chickens that he would give us. And mine was blue.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Peeps?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It was a whole live chicken.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't have... Okay. That's fine, I guess.
Ooh, in Oregon, it's legal to go hunting in a cemetery.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're hunting for.
Right. I mean, you can't... Okay. Don't do that.
In Pennsylvania, you're breaking the law if you pay a psychic, I guess, for anything.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, don't...
So, if a psychic comes and cleans your house, you got to do it for free.
You go into jail.
You got to do it for free, I guess.
In Rhode Island, and we're getting close to the end here. In Rhode Island, it's illegal to race a horse on a highway.
Well, yeah,
especially if it's above 10 miles per hour. Especially if you ain't paid that parking fee.
Exactly. My goodness.
In South Carolina, you can't play pinball if you're a minor.
What?
If you're under 18 years old, no pinball for you.
This includes the old school computer game.
Right. Oh, that was so fun.
It was fun.
In South Dakota, it's illegal to sleep in the Cheesecake Factory. Oh, in the Cheese Factory. Ooh-wee. I don't know why you would want to sleep in either when you're surrounded by good things like cheesecake and cheese.
And also mice when the personnel are not around.
Right.
I want to sleep in my bed, homie.
Right. As well, like the Cheesecake Factory, I can understand because the lighting is very dim.
So if you fall asleep at the table, you could be arrested because you're breaking the law.
Sir, you're under, wake up. You're under arrest.
Why? I was only napping, waiting for my food.
Oh, no. So many of y'all would be in jail right now. In Tennessee, it's illegal to share your Netflix password.
Oh.
Ooh-wee.
Even that's a state thing, though, because Netflix knows people do this, and it's not illegal.
Well, it's definitely illegal in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go to jail.
Lame. Not worth it.
In Texas, you can't sell a human eye.
Okay.
Everything else is up for grabs. In Utah, biting is banned in boxing.
Okay. Respectable, I guess.
In West Virginia, hats are banned in the theater.
We got to, you know, got to be able to see.
In Wisconsin... butter substitutes are banned without permission.
We want real
we
butter.
We want butter. I can't believe you didn't put real butter on
He's
here.
A real God, and I want real butter.
In Wyoming, this is the last one. Buildings that are over 100,000 must display pricey art.
Over 100,000 in
like,
cost?
Yes. If the building
so like
costs
a bank
more than
building
a, right.
type thing?
Exactly. Bank building, museum.
Wow.
Yeah. Your house. You must own a piece of pricey art.
Well, you could also, like, I mean...
Or you're going to jail.
What is pricey, though? Because if I'm over here paying, like, $20 for a canvas, that's some pricey art.
What? Where are you getting a canvas that's $20?
Friend, you got to go to Big... not Big Home. At Home.
Big Home. That's big, my home.
Right.
Big Home.
Big Home.
Well, man,
those
we didn't go through all 50, but we went through a lot of them.
Those law, like I'm just some of them have my brain hurting, and I'm thinking just, like, why?
I would love to have more information on the stories as to why.
Yeah,
like some of these I understand because they're like a public nuisance, and some of these are like well obviously,
like, well, like biting someone during wrestling,
well, and wearing a bulletproof vest during crime. Don't do crime,
right? Don't do crime. Don't do things that are illegal or frowned upon.
Christ really is my everything, y'all.
Crime.
This week on Drop the Bop, bro, I got a new one for you that just came out.
But today.
Probably. No, it came out a little while ago. But hey, I think you're going to like this.
Okay.
It's by Jimmy Needham.
Jimmy? Really?
Yeah.
Our
my
friend,
boy Jimmy.
Our friend Jimmy.
Yeah. I don't think he's put out music in a while, but like I remember us finding him in 2014 and we were like we listened to his album like a lot. Like especially, he's, like, Clear the Stage and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, that...
I ain't gonna lie, man. I low-key forgot about old Jimmy, but he's 100%. A beast.
His voice is so unique.
Yeah, it is.
And so unreal. Like, his skill level is just unmatched. And he has a new song called All Hail the Power. Ooh,
yes. I know.
But it's like, and I was thinking it was going to be very intense, very, like if you have a title like All Hail the Power.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bop. It is the definition of a bop. Just very upbeat.
I will be listening to
you, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Like it's just very good. I recommend y'all go check that out. Jimmy, if you want to get on this podcast and talk about it, bro.
The door is always open.
Invitation's there. It's going to be on our Instagram leaks. Not our leaks. Our links.
We haven't launched the leak account.
Right.
Or where we leak future music that has not yet been released.
Right, exactly. But, well, you can check that song out on our Instagram story and in our highlights. We'll have it for Apple Music and Spotify.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It has been our pleasure to serve you, and as always, until next time, be blessed.